Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, as the Supreme Court considers the constitutionality of gay marriage this week, politicians have been changing and questioning their own stances on the issues. Now, a lot of Democrats over the last week have come out and said, finally, they're for gay marriage, just in time for the Supreme Court case. But what about the Republicans? Well, dozens of Republicans signed an amicus brief to the court in the Prop 8 case, saying they supported a constitutional right to same-sex marriage. There were a few of them, names like John Huntsman, Meg Whitman from California. A few days later, Ohio Senator Rob Portman joined that chorus. That was after his own son came out as gay. Well, here with us now to help make a conservative case for gay marriage is Jeff Cook McCormick. He is senior advisor for American Unity PAC. Now, that's a super PAC. You've heard of them, and it supports pro-gay marriage Republican candidates. Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
Jeff, a lot of the names I just read, John Huntsman, Meg Whitman, Rob Portman, they're all Republicans, but none of them is known as an ideological conservative. Is it the case that you've sort of got the gettable Republicans, but not the real conservatives who can support gay marriage?
Well, I think that's a pretty interesting point to make. I mean, when you talk about someone like Senator Rob Portman, who is considered one of the most conservative senators there, these are people who really believe in the rock-ribbed principles of the Republican Party of limited government, personal responsibility, individual liberty, a strong national defense. What we're starting to see now is that while for many years there's been a reluctance among Republicans of all different ideological perspectives to embrace the freedom to marry, what's happening today, as we've seen with Chairman Priebus's comments and others, is that the Republican Party is really in transition on the issue of marriage. The party recognizes that it no longer can be seen as excluding gay and lesbian Americans and the millions of Americans who care about them. So I think this is a sign of things to come. I expect that we'll see many more Republicans announcing their support for the freedom to marry, as 208 Republican state legislators across America have already done, and 206 of them have had no political recourse as a result of their stand.
You expect more Republicans to come out and support gay marriage. I wonder if you have some information. How many conservatives, or Republicans, I should say, have you talked to lately who say, I want to do this, I'm not quite ready, I want to see how the court rules, get back to me in 6 months?
Well, I'm not going to break any news on that today, but what I can tell you is that if you spend a little time with Republican elected officials, in most states that have moved forward the freedom to marry, Republicans have actually provided the margin of victory. And even in a state like New York, where a Republican legislative body actually advanced the freedom to marry, there are more and more folks who are coming to embrace this every day, and they're doing so because, as other Americans are experiencing as they think about this issue, support for the freedom to marry really is consistent with conservative values of love, of fidelity. It recognizes that marriage really is more than just about the gender of the parties involved. The argument that we're making and so many conservatives are coming to embrace is that marriage really is an institution about values. It's about love, it's about commitment, and it's about sacrifice. And the desire of gay and lesbian Americans to join and be a part and integrate into that great social institution reaffirms how important it is to society. It does not undermine it.
Well, my last question for you, Jeff Cook McCormick of American Unity PAC. You know the old mantra about modern American conservatism: guns, God, and gays. I may have the order wrong. So leaving out guns for a moment, asking a lot of conservatives to sort of sign on with gay marriage, for a lot of them, goes directly against that other G, God. And you know that.
Well, I can tell you, I grew up an evangelical Christian. My faith continues to be important to me this day. If you look at what we're hearing from young evangelicals as well, is that they too are embracing the freedom to marry. And the reason they are is because they believe in the golden rule, that we should treat our neighbors as ourselves. And as we continue to look at this issue and we continue to recognize how it fits into society, many conservatives are recognizing that it's important for loving couples to be together for a long period of time, and to take care of one another so the government doesn't have to.
Well, this is a country in transition when it comes to gay marriage. The polls indicate that, and the Supreme Court will indicate that as well. It's also a Republican Party in transition at the moment, post-election. Jeff Cook McCormick is senior advisor for American Unity PAC. They promote Republicans who promote gay marriage. Jeff, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Well, later this hour, we're looking at other changes in the definition of marriage in this country. Now, these aren't legal changes, but changes in the minds of young people when they decide to get married, when they decide to have children. So we're asking you, what's the value of marriage in your family?
This is Jessica from Redmond, Washington. So many people think that marriage is between two people, but for us it was different. Our daughter was 3 months old when we got married. Getting married to us was as much about a commitment to each other as well as our family.
You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE and be part of this conversation. You can always find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thetakeaway.